It's time now for Heart to Heart, brought to you by Zunich Advisory Services. Here's Jackie LeBeau.
Good morning, everybody. Get ready. That steamy Pennsylvania weather is on its way. So much for that cool, crisp stuff. We're getting ready for some hot humidity and just in time for my first golf lesson. So I decided I'm a fair weather golfer, so it's got to be nice weather and it can't be too hot. So I unfortunately think I missed that. But anyway, this morning I have a special treat for you, and it's actually been a special treat for me. Joining us is Iris of Readings by Iris, and she came in here this morning with all these beautiful crystals she has laid out here at the radio station, because that's what we're talking about this morning. Iris is an expert on crystals and healing stones of all kinds. She enjoys providing psychic tarot and oracle readings, Reiki sessions, she's a Reiki master as well, teaching classes, psychic development, or hosting workshops. She currently provides readings at the Crystal Wand Metaphysical Shop in Gettysburg on Saturday afternoons. So that is where you can find her a lot. And she has over 20 years of experience. So this is going to be such a treat for us this morning. So we're going to talk about crystals, birthstone, so you'll find out a little bit about your birthstone, and healing crystals and stones. So, good morning, Iris.
Good morning, Jackie. It's a pleasure to be here.
Oh, I was so looking forward to this because, of course, the first thing I said to her is, so I'm a Libra, born in October, and so is Iris. So, we talked about that, but let's give us a little background on birthstones, because how did they come about and become associated with different months? You know, who came up with that? Do you know?
Sorry. Well, they've been around basically for thousands of years, and the ancients realized over time that different crystals affected different people and even at different times.
Oh, so then does that mean that a birthstone during that month of your birthday has more effect?
Yes.
Oh, isn't that interesting?
Yes, it does.
All right, so all of you that have birthstones at home, remember that when you wear them on the month of your birthday, they're even more powerful, more helpful.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, they're grown, they're formed as the earth is forming. So most of these crystals have taken millions of years to be formed. And then mankind started mining them. They would find them by accident or however they did it. And they learned, I mean, the Romans used to put a piece of jasper, for instance, in their footwear.
Oh, my goodness.
Before they went out. Well, to battle, but...
Right, but so they thought that it was helpful for them during...
Kept them strong and safe.
Okay, and red jasper in particular?
Any jasper.
Isn't that interesting? Because stones, you know, we're used to seeing crystals now after they have been polished, but you have some stones in their raw, natural form here, and isn't it amazing how different they are?
It is.
Now, what did you tell me this one was?
That's a ruby.
I mean, you guys, I wish we had television here, because I wish you could see this, because this ruby just looks like a stone. I mean, you would just kick this around on the ground and have no idea that inside that was a ruby.
Once they polish it and make it into gemstone quality. Now, these are tumbled. Most of these are tumbled stones.
And tumbled is a form of polishing, right?
With sand. They put them in this tumbler thing with sand and just keep doing it, turning
and
it, turning
the
it.
And then the sand actually polishes them down. I guess it's a little bit almost like how water runs mm-hmm. over rocks and stuff.
Same as river rocks. When river rocks are so smooth, that's why.
Yeah. But I have to say, this is the first time I saw some of these stones in their raw form, and it's amazing to me. Now, what is that one?
It's called aquamarine.
Okay.
Typically, you see aquamarine, it's all polished and nice and jewelry.
Right.
But here it is in the raw form.
So it's amazing, everybody. So there's probably all kinds of gems in our backyard.
Probably.
So in the olden days, let's say, because I had read that, you know, the ancients used to just identify stones by the color. So they might have called a lot of different stones like lapis because it had a blue tone to it.
Yes, that's true. They did. I mean, if you look at a lot, even the birthday and the zodiac stones, so many of they're different depending on, yeah, if it was, it's amethyst because it's an amethyst color, but it's not fully. Most of the time, it's got several bands of different colors in it.
Okay, so it could be a little difference in between.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So there are different sets in the same thing. That is so wild. So there we go. So you might have thought your stone was lapis, but maybe it was actually sapphire for the ancients.
Correct. It could have been sodalite. Their sodalite is so close to lapis lazuli that lapis usually has mica in it that makes it sparkly and shiny.
Okay. All right. Very interesting. So stones were used, you know, you mentioned the Romans. Mm-hmm. They were also used by the Jews as well, as I remember
yes.
reading. So it was a big thing for them as well. And
yes.
for maybe their priests, their high priests or their rabbis.
And even their leaders, they would put them in their breastplate plates.
Okay.
To show that they had, you know, money and power.
Okay.
A lot of this is in the Bible.
Right.
It's in all the ancient writings about using crystals for different things in different times.
So, yeah, so even then they were recognized as having the power or somebody of wealth and high standing.
Yes.
So interesting. It's interesting. And, of course, and then we always think of that as royalty, like in Europe and things like that. I mean, those were the people that could afford.
Oh, yeah. They would grind them and put them somehow in their clothes so that they would sparkle.
Oh, my gosh. All right, so we use sequins.
Right, exactly.
But they used actual gemstones.
Yes, they did. It's said that Cleopatra and Queen Sheba actually would take pearls, put them in their wine, and it would dissolve them.
Oh,
and she
gosh.
Would serve that to her royal or special guests. And
so they were drinking pearl.
Yes. Yeah.
I didn't know that a pearl would dissolve.
Yes, it dissolves.
Is that from the vinegar?
The acid.
Oh, okay,
mm-hmm.
From the acid of the wine. Okay, so, all right, there's a tip for all of you. Don't get your pearls near wine.
Right,
or vinegar.
It has to be quite an expensive glass of wine.
Yeah, so even if you want to pretend you're Cleopatra for the day, you'll be upset when they're drinking your pearls.
Right, exactly.
Oh, my goodness. Isn't that amazing?
Because they're natural.
Right.
Pearls are even more, you know, that's why they dissolve easily because they're formed in the oyster.
All right.
But these are formed as the earth is formed, so they don't dissolve quite as easily, but there are some who would. There's selenite, for instance.
Okay. All right.
It's
so
beautiful.
That would also dissolve?
It would dissolve in water.
I never thought about that because you think of these as rocks.
Mm-hmm.
And that, but I guess a rock is just a composite of different earth elements.
Yes.
And so some things would cause them to come apart. So isn't that interesting? You know, they always tell you when you have jewelry, there's certain jewelry that you can use certain cleaners on and not. And so that really plays to that, that's so important.
It all comes back around, yes.
Yeah, so amazing. So let's talk about some of these birthstones for people. And we might as well start with January. So what is the stone for January?
Well, if we go with, let's say, a Capricorn, so December through January 20th, for instance.
Okay.
It's typically a garnet.
Okay. And is that a red stone?
This.
Okay. Now, see, that
either
doesn't look
these.
Red to me.
It's a very, very deep red, this one is. Garnets are usually very dark.
All right. So a very deep red. And what did that, how did they feel that that benefited them to wear garnet?
They felt that it would help them fulfill their responsibilities.
Okay, so it was...
Because it was dark, it was strong, it was a powerful stone.
Okay, all right. And I had also heard that it was to keep you safe during travel.
Yes.
All right, so all of you go, you know, I'm sitting here thinking, all right, I got to go get one of those for my husband. He's about ready to go on a big trip to Indonesia.
Ooh, yeah, absolutely. And now a gemstone, not of gemstone quality, a replacement for that could be onyx.
Oh, so onyx would do the
yes.
same thing.
It's for, it increases wisdom and serenity.
Okay. All right.
Okay. It helps them to aspire to higher goals and appreciate the beautiful things in life. You would think the garnet would do that, but it does, but in this case, they could exchange it for that, either one of these. Malachite, any of these are good stones for a Capricorn.
Okay. All right. Wonderful. Okay, so let's move on to February.
We go to between Aquarius.
Okay.
This is going by the zodiac, this particular one.
All right, that is fine.
So there's different stones, believe it or not, as we go just by the months. It's interesting. But this is going by the zodiac, like for an Aquarius. An amethyst is a typical stone.
Okay.
For them.
And that's a purple. That's a pretty purple that many of you have seen.
Yes.
And for amethyst, that was a very royal stone, wasn't it?
At one time, yes, it was. It wasn't that easy to get a hold of for people to have access to.
Mm-hmm.
So when they did, you know, the same with garnets. It was a special occasion or whatever,
right,
when they could get a hold of these. Because remember, back then, of course, we didn't have the easy access to different areas of the world.
Right, we couldn't go to a store and pick among all the stones.
Exactly. So when travelers would come by, they'd have all these stones. I don't know how they shined them up back then or made them look...
Right.
Not quite sure about that part of it.
Right.
But they would have them for, again, the royalty and the wealthy, and they could somehow shine them up, make them look pretty.
So I had also heard that the ancient Greeks thought that it guarded against intoxication.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's a good possibility.
Well, they would know.
You're right.
Because I actually heard that part of the word, you know how words come from things, that amethyst came from a Greek word meaning sober. So isn't that interesting?
Oh, yeah. So you're teaching me something here now. Come on. Well, and also, it's been known to have, well, that makes sense, actually, because it's one of the stones that's supposed to, and I believe they do, bring clarity to your mind.
Well, there you go.
That would make perfect sense then.
I love that.
It does. So it's a good stone. Amethyst is great to keep on the side of your bed to help you have peaceful dreams at night. It's pretty much, amethyst is one of the ones that's good for practically everything.
Wonderful. So that's our go-to.
It is.
Fixes everything stone.
Yes, pretty much.
All right, so we're going to move into now March, but I don't know what...
Aquarius ahead. Aquamarine was another one that they could...
Okay.
If they couldn't get a hold for some reason of amethyst for their birthstone, they could use an aquamarine, for instance.
Okay, that would be pretty.
Then Pisces, aquamarine is their main...
Okay.
Stone.
All right. For people who don't are not Pisces, that's more in the March time frame.
Yes.
All right. So that's aquamarine. So.
Well, it's at the beginning of the March, sort of, all the way to March 20th.
Okay.
So then amethyst is actually their next choice.
Oh, so
they
two
different
months go back and forth. Isn't that interesting? So you'd have to think about if you're born within those periods, you can go either way with those.
Yes.
So, and it's such a pretty green color. It almost looks like water.
Like green blue. Yeah, it's kind of different depending on how it's turned. It sometimes it looks more blue than others.
Okay. All right. So, was this used by ancient sailors? You know, because I
very possibly was. I should.
Yeah, because I'm thinking that. You know, from one of the things that I had looked at, that it was often etched in the likeness of Neptune for sailors, and protecting them against dangers while they were out on the waters.
Absolutely, so that would be a great one to take if you're going sailing.
or for all those of you considering a cruise.
Yes, absolutely.
Aquamarine could be the perfect stone for you. I like that. I have to remember that for people because, you know, those are things that you just don't think about.
Yeah.
But until you hear about it. But so how cool was that?
That is very cool. Yes. It came from it's believed it came from a mermaid's jewelry box.
Okay. My goodness, we're already at our time for the break, Gil. Okay. We'll be right back, everybody.
You're listening to Heart to Heart, brought to you by Zunich Advisory Services. We'll be back with more
Good morning, everybody. I'm back, and my guest this morning is Iris of Readings by Iris. And Iris is also a crystal expert, and she works at the Crystal Wand Metaphysical Store in Gettysburg. And we're talking about birthstones, and I was telling everybody you should see all these gorgeous stones that she brought in for us to see here at the radio station. So, I mean, we're getting so, I want to try to get through all these for everybody. So we'll try to go a little faster, but we already did January, February, March. And so we're up to the April. And what is, and that's Aries?
Their typical crystal or stone, okay. Birthstone is diamond.
Okay, lucky you.
Right. But interestingly enough, they could also use a ruby.
Oh, a ruby.
Yes.
So isn't that interesting? So those of you with diamonds as your birthstone, you could also have a ruby engagement ring.
It looks like a lot of the reds, a garnet, a carnelian, which is this bright orange.
Okay, like an orangey red.
It's to help them with their creativity and their intuition and help them increase their passion for everything.
Well, isn't that interesting? It's like diamond or all these red stones.
I know. So I just thought
how
it was...
Is that? That's like a sort of a...
Because if you think of a diamond... Where's my... This clear piece.
Yeah.
This is a regular quartz crystal, and it's crystal clear.
Right.
Like a diamond almost would be.
Yeah.
So they could replace it. They could use this also, but it's the idea that like white actually has all the colors.
Okay.
So it's that idea that it would sparkle and reflect all of the colors from a diamond.
Okay. All right. That makes sense. It's like when you hear all the stuff behind it, you get
right.
it. All right. So for Mays, and what sign is that?
Taurus.
All right. So for all you Tauruses out there.
Taurus the bull.
Yeah.
Emerald.
Emerald. Oh, that's gorgeous. I love that gorgeous green. Now, look at this.
This is not emerald.
Yeah. So that's got all different colors in it, almost like some blues and stuff.
Yes.
And then when you shine it, you get that gorgeous. Well, it is sort of a blue-green with those dark.
It is.
Yeah. So and that then, was, I heard, one of Cleopatra's favorite stones.
Yes. She, besides her pearls, she did like...
Yeah.
She loved the emeralds. Well, they could shine them up so beautifully.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
And then they could also replace, if they wanted to be different.
Okay.
This is pretty different. This is called rhodochrosite.
Rhodochrosite, okay.
And it's so different in coloring.
Oh, my gosh. So this is like a rose and gray modeled stone, and so different from the green. Isn't that interesting?
It's to help them have a positive self-image.
Okay.
So if they needed something like that, that would be great for a Taurus.
Okay, wonderful. All right, so we're moving up to June, and what sign is that?
Gemini.
Okay, for all you Geminis out there.
That is a pearl.
Oh, I love pearls.
Crystal. Their main, now all these stones, you know, if you look at different charts, sometimes they have different.
Right, interpretations.
Yes, correct.
Yeah.
But they could also, and if they didn't want to use pearl and they want to be different, they could use many, but the first one would be an amber.
An amber.
It gives them it gives them peace in their search for new and undiscovered territories.
Okay.
Okay.
And this amber is such a, it's like a dark, dark gold.
Yes.
You know, and these were so famous in Russia. I mean, is that the only place that amber is mined, do you know? I know they're famous for their amber.
I don't think that's the only place it was mined, actually.
Okay, but I know over there, but anyway, it's just gorgeous. It's just gorgeous. You know,
Poland, Germany, Lithuania, Baltic Coast. There's a lot of Baltic amber out there.
Okay.
Which is pretty, and it comes in different colors.
Okay, so all right, so that's a different area of the world for us.
Yes.
Wonderful. Okay, so those of you with the pretty pearls. And then let's move into July, and that is what sign?
That is Cancer.
Cancer, okay.
Now, they are ruby, their typical.
So that's their main, that's that gorgeous dark red.
But they can also replace with a moonstone, for instance, an emerald or a moonstone.
Isn't that wild, all of you guys? So if you can't afford that ruby yet, look for a moonstone. Oh, look at that.
Moonstone.
That is translucent. That is, lovely.
Gorgeous. So, and that's to help them, especially stop daydreaming and face reality.
Well, I don't know if we want to do that.
Right? I'd rather stick with the not.
Okay. And ruby is also a very protective stone, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Ruby is very protective. It's the Latin rubius, meaning red. And it was rare. Like, the Greeks called it the mother of all gemstones.
Okay.
Nowadays, we call the quartz crystal the mother of all crystals. So it's interesting, like we said earlier,
how things have changed over the eons.
So ruby was used to protect against the plague in the Middle Ages.
Okay.
I don't know how well it worked.
I was thinking that too when you said that, Iris. I was thinking, I don't know if that really did the job.
Well, the thing is, if the color became darker, the wearer would flee to another place in order to protect himself from infection.
Oh, interesting.
That was the idea behind that.
So supposedly the stone could pick up the vibration of what was going on in the area.
Speaking of vibration, that's part of what crystals are all about.
Okay. Let's talk about that just real briefly, because we talked too about when people are attractive to certain stones, like when they come in your shop.
Yes. Well, when they come in and they'll say, I came because I heard or saw that you had healing crystals here. Mm-hmm. Where are your healing crystals? And I just say, look all around you. Well, how do I choose? So I tell them, just go over to the crystals. Just see what you're drawn to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you think it's pretty, maybe.
Right, right. You're thinking you're just drawn to it because it looks a certain way.
Correct. But it never fails. Every time, once they read the little card that comes with it to tell a little bit about the crystal they've chosen, it's something going on with them.
It's something exactly that they're experiencing in their body, and they're going like, oh, my gosh.
Or mentally or emotionally or whatever it is, and they're drawn to that, and then they're always fascinated. Well, How did that happen? That part I can't explain. That's not a physical side of things. So I'm not sure, but it always seems to work.
Yeah, that people, you know, that they will be drawn to what they need.
Correct. Someone will come in and be looking really upset and sad and thinking, you know, I need to do something to bring more prosperity into my life.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do the same thing. They'll walk right over to aventurine or jade, the green stones.
Jade, the green stones.
That's for prosperity and abundance. I
thought that was citrine.
Mm-mm.
No.
Citrine happens to be good. You can, for stomach upsets.
Okay.
Indigestion problems.
Jade and adventurine.
Any of the green stones, like I had mentioned to you, the peridot is another one. That's a more expensive stone. I don't have any of those here.
So. Okay. Oh, interesting.
They bring prosperity and abundance into your life.
All right, everybody. Everybody head over to Iris's
shop. Well, it's not my shop.
No, I know.
But yeah.
Go see Iris at the wonderful store over there in Gettysburg.
Katie O'Dell is the owner, proprietor, she's wonderful and she believes in all of this
I do. All right, so we got July. And, speaking of Peridot. Or Peridot.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. That's coming up next for August. And what sign is that?
Leo.
Leo. Oh, my
Leo
goodness. That's
lion.
My husband.
They love to be the center of attention.
Oh, I don't know about that with him. He's pretty low-key. But
it depends on what's in his moon, probably.
Oh, there you go. I love that.
So July 23rd through August 23rd will be Peridot as their main birthstone. They could also use something called Larimar, which I do not have a piece of that. It's a beautiful blue stone.
I was thinking
that
sounded like blue.
The blue. You know, it's funny how some of the opposite stones, but they have different... it would help them resolving old problems and leads new ways of thinking and dealing with situations. A Larimar would.
Okay. All right.
So it would work well for a Leo.
All right. Wonderful.
Okay.
All right. So moving into September, and I know a little bit about this because my sister is September. And
Virgo.
Virgo, yeah. And it's sapphire,
yes.
Right? It's the blue.
Yes, it is.
Because she has this pretty blue.
Yes, it's beautiful. They could also turn to tiger's eye. Interesting.
Okay.
It's so different.
So tiger's eye is a gold and a black mix.
Gold and dark brown.
Dark,
mixed. And there's even red tiger's eye, which is gorgeous too, but I don't have that piece with me. But it's to help keep them away from being overly structured. Sometimes Virgos can tend to, because it's a very earth sign, so they tend to be very structured in their lives, and it would help lessen the burden or lighten their burdens.
Okay. All right. And, and it's also protective against those types of things and poisoning and stuff. So very good. So, all right. So, Di, if you're listening, there you go. A little more. So you can also use tiger's eye. All right. Now, October I know about because both Iris and I are Libra. Oh, she has this pretty opal ring on, and it's opal.
Yes, it is. Now, opal is great, and also, I mean, that's beautiful. We love them. Smoky quartz.
Oh, smoky quartz, right.
Is a good one for a Libra.
And that's so funny because I was just showing Iris, I have this smoky quartz necklace, and that's funny, I had no idea, and here we are, drawn to that, and I had no idea that was related to Libra.
I know, it's amazing how that works.
I know, so there you go, case in point.
It's protective, it helps you in making your life pleasant and free from turmoil. It's a very protective stone also.
Wonderful. And it's perfect for us Libras.
Absolutely.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. All right. So moving into November, and that is what sign?
Scorpio.
Okay.
Now, typically, they have two. They have topaz and or citrine.
Okay.
This is citrine. This is my blue topaz.
Okay. So topaz is a blue?
This particular one could be a blue. They have different topazes.
Okay, or citrine with the yellow.
Now, a hematite.
Hematite is also for
would be
that.
Great for them.
Okay.
It helps them to have patience and peace of mind and help keep them grounded and centered.
Okay. Very good. Good. So, anybody out there is a little flighty as November, look for some hematite and see if that doesn't give you a different feeling. All right, and finally, December.
Then we go to Sagittarius. Theirs is blue topaz.
So it's blue topaz?
Yes.
Okay.
Or turquoise. Sorry.
Okay, so you know there's a lot of turquoise out there.
Yeah. I don't have a piece here, believe it or not. We very rarely get any in our shop.
Isn't that interesting?
I know. But lapis lazuli, we talked about that earlier, is a great one for them. It helped them realize their aspirations and to share their plans with others.
Yeah, and that's a beautiful stone. I love that.
It's the blue with sparkles in it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, there you go, everybody. We managed to get through them. I didn't know if we would because we're having so much fun talking about them, but I hope you had a chance to get a little bit of information about your stone and to remember, like you said, Iris, when you wear your stone during the month or the time of your zodiac sign.
Right. It's more, the properties of it are more profound for you.
Okay. All right. Very good. So if you have a birthstone and you don't always wear it, you know, try to pull it out during the month of your birthday, you know, during that time period and see what you get. And remember, when you're looking for stones, see how they feel.
Yes. It's the vibrations of them.
Right.
Because they're of the earth, so they have that different vibrations depending on where they're created.
Right.
Some are higher vibration stones, like this one.
And that is a?
Celestite. It's beautiful.
Oh, well, of course, celestite.
Yeah, right? Hold that.
Like, celestial. I'm thinking, oh, that's so pretty.
Very high vibration.
It almost looks like the color of angel wings. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so remember, everybody, hold them in your hands and try them out. So, Iris, we're running close to our time. So please tell people again how to find you at the shop in Gettysburg.
Basically, the shop is right across from the Jenny Wade House.
Okay, that's a good landmark.
So we're right across from there.
And that is, for people who don't know, that is, what's the address?
It's 329 Baltimore Pike.
Okay.
529, I'm sorry.
Yeah, 529. We hardly ever look at it. We know where
Baltimore
it is.
Baltimore Street in Gettysburg.
All right, wonderful. So all kinds of beautiful stones there, and again, the healing stones as well. So if people are looking for a little help with a physical or an emotional or whatever, go there. And also, Iris also does wonderful and very thoughtful and kind readings.
Yes.
All right, so look for that, too, and she'll be there, and you can make arrangements, you can call the shop. Let's give them the number for the shop as well real quick.
It's 717-339-0900.
And they also have a website, which is...
CrystalWandinPA.com.
CrystalWandinPA.com. Okay, very good. Everybody knows how to find you. And so if you'll get them more information. Okay, everybody. So we'll say goodbye to Iris, and I'll be right back.
Thank you.
Okay, this portion brought to you by Zunich Advisory Services.
Okay, everybody, we're back, and that was just so delightful. I thought that was so interesting with Iris, with all the information about the different stones. And you know what? You might go out in the backyard and look down at something, and it has a little sparkle to it. And if you think it's something special, take it into the shop and see what she can tell you about it, okay? Remember, it's like you'll be attracted to the things that are for you. So I also wanted to let you know that next week I will not be here. I'm going to be traveling. I'm taking an advanced mediumship class in Cleveland with Sharon Klinger. She was on our show a couple months ago with her new book, Power Words. So I'm really looking forward to that. And I'm always studying and learning new techniques and new ways to further my skills in mediumship and animal communication. So it's always a fun boost for me. So I'm going to be having a great week. And in the meantime, I also wanted to let you know, mark your calendars, because if you're interested in giving your own abilities a little boost, I have a class coming up on Saturday, July 19th, Opening Your Intuition, Turn On Your Innate Psychic Abilities, because we all have psychic abilities, and sometimes we just need a little guidance to how to bring them up to something that we notice and that we use. So if you want to know what intuition is and how to identify your own intuitive voice and how it works for you, and also to learn how to just stop doubting yourself, stop doubting what you get, and understand that you are getting those intuitive pops and they are for your benefit. So that will be Saturday, July 19th. It's a half-day class in the morning from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Eichelberger Professional Center in Hanover, PA. And for more details, you can call my office. The number is 717-968-5289 to ask questions or to register. So that's going to be a very fun event. We always have a good group of people coming for that. Okay, and as always, if you'd like a reading for yourself, again, call my office, 717-968-5289, or visit my website. It's jacquielebeau.com. That's JACQUILEBEAU.com. And I have offices in Hanover and York. So I would love to help you. So I will see you in 2 weeks. And Iris, you're showing me something real quick. I don't have my glasses on. Help me out. Oh, I want to give you Iris's website, too. It's readings. Help me out here. I don't have my glasses.
Reiki and readings by Iris.com.
Okay, that's R-E-I-K-I and readings by Iris.com. All right. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you in 2 weeks.